Hello and welcome. Welcome to Zony Living, Business, Adventure, and Leadership. And this may well be the sweetest program you see all week. The National Confectioners Association says more than 90% of Americans, think about that, 90% of us are expected to give or share chocolate and candy during the holiday season. We'll meet a candy maker who is as busy as one of Santa's most industrious elves. And we'll also head to the slopes, where this sweet girl is not only cute, she's trained to save lives, maybe yours. And are you ready for a happy new year? Yeah, I think we all are. So get ready for the great pinecone drop. There it is, positioned and ready for the new year. Joining me in the studio is Jennifer Raleigh of The Sweet Shop. She is the owner of this amazing candy store that's in the historic district of downtown Flagstaff. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us. It is the holiday season, and Jennifer's about as busy as you can possibly be.
Bonnie, it's such a pleasure to be here with you, and I would make time for you anytime.
Oh, she's amazing. There are so many things to love about Jennifer, but let me tell you, one of the things is she buys chocolates in quantities of hundreds of pounds at a time. So, gotta love this girl. Tell me, it's been a busy season. It's been hard to find products,
true.
And it's been hard, I'm sure, to find the quality ingredients that you have for such a high standard of what goes into your candies and fudge and goodies. So tell me, bring us up to speed. And it's also hard to plan. You don't know who's going to buy candy and how the holiday season's going to be.
No, you're so right. You hit so many good points right there, because we're a mom and pop candy store, and we make hundreds of candies every single day, 7 days a week. But we don't know who's going to walk through that door. We don't know how many. We don't know what they want. And so the mom and me, I want everybody to get fed. So we're going to overproduce, sort of the old build it and they will come kind of thing.
Absolutely.
That has been challenging this year. The store, we are in our 10th year, which is amazing.
Congratulations,
thank
by
you.
The way. Started this candy shop in downtown Flagstaff. It must have been coming out of the Great Recession about that time.
Yep, exactly. And we started really small, thinking we'd be an impulse purchase. And thanks to Arizona, not just Flagstaff, the whole state has just been so amazingly supportive of what it is we do. But going back to your initial question, we make hundreds of candies every day. We will make 300 pounds of fudge in a week. We make over 800 caramel apples, all hand spun. The caramel is made from scratch. And so we're definitely Santa's little elves, but year round. So,
and you make all that right in the store?
Most of everything in there we do make. We have to have, I call it the kids' candy area. So we've got the pucker powder and the Haribo and the things the kids want. But the really good stuff we make in-house, yeah.
It's all really good stuff. And I wanted to talk about the outside of the building. I want to show people what that looks like when you're wandering around at night. Look how this glistens. Now, this is how it looks all the time. It looks like something out of Disneyland. It looks like it's yummy and sweet and clean, and it's all of those things. Jennifer, how do you keep it up, and what's this image that you have? I mean, it comes through in every single way.
Wow, thank you. That's huge.
All true.
It's, first of all, the building, I'll just start there. It's over 100 years old, and it's part of historic downtown Flagstaff. It was originally a mercantile, and a pharmacy. So if you can envision, if you're old enough to remember Little House on the Prairie, you have the mercantile. We have a whole row of chocolates, just a chocolate case that you come up and you order, and then the other side is all merchandising things. Our ceiling is a copper color, and then we have the original brick wall. To me, it sort of looks caramel and chocolate all at the same time.
Love
so
it.
Without a whole lot of effort, it really has that old-fashioned candy store feel with us doing anything extra. And fun fact, before we were there, it was a fly fishing store. So
I know. It is what you make it.
That's right,
be.
Yeah.
But you were talking about the ceiling with the stamped tile that's indicative of the homes around, the buildings around the 1900s, early 1900s, mm-hmm. And, of course, the time-worn brick walls that are in there. And so it has this magic feel. But also, you and I were talking about not everybody, probably not most of us, make candy like used to be made, but you're keeping that tradition.
Right. I, honestly, Okay, I'm not going to lie. I go in every candy store on every vacation that I go on.
I call that research.
I'm doing
I do research for you too, just so you know.
Thank you. The trend right now is really pretty packaging and just big, overwhelming, lots of colors, lots of candies. I'm going more for something you really don't find a lot, homemade candies. And so I'm sort of trying to appeal to your inner five-year-old. All of us have memories of like our favorite grandma, our favorite aunt, who would make fudge at the holidays or would make their signature peanut brittle. And candy stores don't do that a lot anymore. And that's what we do. We make our caramel from scratch. We do our brittles and our toffees in 40-pound batches. So we're definitely, we're hitting it hard every day. And the best part is because you're a mom and pop, sorry, corporate America, don't mean to insult you, but I don't have to play by the rules. So if I've just poured off a big batch of peanut brittle and a cute family comes in, I'm going to break off chunks of them and be like, hey, here you go. It's sort of like how it's supposed to be at your favorite aunt's house.
Well, and Jennifer also has this reputation of if you walk in and she happens to be scooping something out with a spatula and she's done with the spatula, you know how you used to be in your mom's kitchen and you would ask for the spoon or the beater or whatever. Tell me what you do when people like.
So if we're done making, say, a 40-pound batch of fudge, and here's my dirty spatula that normally you would think throw it in a sink, but it's got all that hot, warm,
why would you?
Amazing chocolate fudge, and you get this cute family coming in, and here's this six-year-old with their eyes like just like, oh my gosh, and I'm like, you want to lick the spoon? And it's just, it shouldn't be mind-boggling, but it is.
Yeah,
and if our caramel is ready. You know, we serve gelato in the store too, and so I have sample spoons because you know I'm gonna let you sample the gelato. We bring the sample spoons over to our big copper kettle, and we'll just give you a big spoon of hot caramel right out of the kettle. And it's just that one-on-one personal extra. It's not hard to do, and it's so appreciated. And
oh well, you make it look easy, and
it's so fun.
And you have a whole boutique full of a fantastic candy maker. So
thank
everyone
you.
In yeah. the store is a candy maker.
Yep.
And so tell me about this workforce. Now you walk into this place and these are the people, oh, well, you see them right there. They're there with a tray of caramel apples and they're just above the case of all kinds of goodies. And look at these faces. These are the people you want to go hang out with. You want to have them make candy for you and share with you. And tell me about how do you find these amazing folks?
I am so blessed with a great team. We're up to about 23 employees. They're all students for the most part, and I kind of have a philosophy, so if you call it corny or call it philosophical, but we have what I call a specialty store, and to me, I take that word seriously. When you go in a specialty store, in my brain, you want to feel special. You want to feel maybe a little spoiled. You want to feel welcomed. And so I'm not looking for retail employees. I'm looking for Disney characters in Flagstaff. And so I can't train people to be a people person. You're either a people person or you're not.
Sure.
So I'm very blessed to have an amazing, overachieving staff. So summer before last, I had 5 D1 runners, one from Notre Dame, the other 4 at different universities here. I have nursing students, I have engineers, I have just people who are so excited about what they're doing in their own personal lives that when they come into the store, they're going to bring that with them.
And it just spills over.
And you can feel it.
Yeah.
It's just
so high achievers,
yeah.
Happy people.
And once you're part of the Sweet Shop team, you're part of the family. And the good part of family, if you know what I'm talking about. They can leave the yucky stuff everywhere. But my team's allowed to have ownership in the store, and my customers can feel that. So when I say overachieving, so everyone's making candy, everyone's trained, we're 100% of the time behind on manufacturing, and I'm expecting them to straighten their Disney crown when a tour bus full of Europeans show up. We got to stop everything and take good care of them. So we're not front of the house, back of the house. We're all just doing it all, and
If you're all on stage.
All on stage, all the time. And they love what they do. So
one of the things I wanted to point out, now, I mean, this says so much for what we're talking about, is during the pandemic, of course, like all small businesses, there was a time of shutting down.
Right.
And then there was a time of laying off and a time of trying to regroup and get those people. And tell me about this.
Oh.
You have every one of your employees came back.
They did.
Right?
They did.
Okay, and listen to this part. This is another great story. So I get so excited hearing these stories. So tell me about your Arizona State University student who works with you.
My Brooke. Yeah. Hi, Brooke. So I have, yes, when we were shut for 50 days solid, and I have out-of-state tuition for my baby, and I'm passionate about trying to have him not end up with a bunch of student loans. And so I was terrified of what was to come when the doors opened back up and everybody showed back up. And I couldn't believe, not only did they show back up, they showed up with so much energy of happy to be back and creative new ideas. And we started for the first time having lines wrap back into the alley, which was amazing.
I remember that.
And we still do. So Friday and Saturday nights, there's lines out the door and around in the alley. And folks, I've never stood in line for a candy store. I mean, I'm so humbled. I am like, it's so, but that says what my team is bringing. They're such the icing on the cake. And my Brooke has been with me since she was in high school. And she was at NAU and transferred down to ASU. And she came to me and she said, I don't want to work anywhere else. Can I keep my job and come up on the weekends? Because this is my family. It's where I want to be. It's how I de-stress from school. And so she's actually there right now. She drives up every weekend, and she's one of my, we call them leads. They're all I have a handful of assistant managers, but because they're students, we just call them leads. So it's not stressful. Assistant manager / lead. And she comes up on the weekends, and I'm so blessed to have her. Yeah.
Well, you know, thanks, Brooke. You're amazing, and we certainly appreciate that. And we were talking about some of your caramel apples, and I feel like it's not doesn't justify the apples to call them caramel apples, because these are anything and everything apples. Tell me a little bit. I mean, they must be one of your big sellers, because your window is always full of them.
They are. Yeah, it's my eye candy. We put over 200. If you haven't been to Flagstaff, get in a car. Just come to Flagstaff, folks. I mean, it's such a beautiful place. But we have a plate glass window because it's an old building. We have over 200 caramel apples in, and they're all different flavors. They're all hand spun. The caramel's made from scratch. Made with love. I know that's corny, but it's who we are.
True.
But we dip it in the caramel, then we spin off all the extra caramel, and then we just start plunking it down into mini M&Ms, mini Reese's Pieces, coconut, nuts, whatever sounds yummy to us, we give it a try.
And two of the things, you know, caramel apples are not easy to eat, and they're not easy to share.
Right.
But you'll just cut them up nice and neat on the spot and make it easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we're not corporate America, so I'm going to treat my customer the way I want to be treated. And a little bit after age 6, I'm not wanting to nosh on a caramel apple. So every customer's asked, hey, can we cut that up for you? Do you want to eat it now in a little tray while you're walking around? Can we put it in a bag? Here's some more information if you want to order online. I mean, we try and treat everyone like they're part of the family.
You certainly do. And I wanted to point out that these apples, the reason they taste so good is because they are so fresh.
Yeah.
You were telling me you don't put any preservatives in your dipped strawberries or your apples. So when you get a gift basket from the sweet shop, you don't want to waste any time. You want to dig in right then and there, especially on the apples and the strawberries, right?
Right. So those are the only two things that have a sensitive shelf life. I'm really fortunate. A lot of people don't realize candy has a very long shelf life. But fresh caramel
apples. Not in my house.
Well, yeah, mine either. The caramel, again, we don't inject it with preservatives. So an apple is after we've stabbed a stick in it, then air is getting into it. Okay. So I like to say we have about a 7-day shelf life, or 10 days if you put it in the fridge. Strawberries, buy them and eat them, because, again, you can order both of those things online, but they are the only way to keep them fresh to get to you is preservatives. And I feel a little more natural than that in your little hometown candy store in Flagstaff.
So. And you go out of your way to find the most quality ingredients.
I do. Our stuff's not cheap. And I kind of joke, let's be honest, there's nothing in my store that should go in your body. Like, it's candy is not part of the food group, right? I shouldn't be saying that when we're trying to promote, but so why do we eat candy? We eat it because it reminds us our childhood. It feels good. It's emotional. And so if you're anything like me, when I decide I'm going to splurge on a dessert or something, I'm literally thinking of my calorie count and how many calories I have to burn. And I'm like, if it's not, I'm not just going to pop something junky in my mouth.
Right. So, you're going to be very selective about
so
this.
So we bring in over 500 pounds at a time of really quality chocolate out of California. Mm. I only use real butter. Everything is fresh. We our turnover, we're keeping our ratios where you're not getting old candy ever. So, yeah.
Oh, it's all true. It's all amazing stuff. I want to talk about the fudge. You know, that's one of the holiday rituals is having fudge. But as we mentioned, you know, not everybody knows how to make fudge the old-fashioned ways.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure everyone knows what good fudge tastes like. So if you take a look at your fudge, I mean, it is artistically swirled and it is lovely and it just looks heavy coming out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Bringing that big tray out. So let's talk a little bit about your fudge.
Yeah, our fudge is another huge seller. I'd say our chocolates, our caramel apples, our fudge, top three. That's my trifecta right there. So we make giant batches, 40-pound batches at a time, and we can make any flavor we want. We start with either a chocolate base or a vanilla base, and then we get creative. So I usually have 30-some-odd flavors at a time. But fudge should not be dried out. It should be creamy and rich and, I don't know, delicious. And we sample it a lot. And everyone's offered samples. But, we sell a ton of fudge because you're right. I think I'm circling back one more time of your childhood. You know, who makes fudge at home anymore? But I remember every Christmas when people would bring over Christmas gifts to the family, somebody always made fudge.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of us might walk in there and say, certainly these recipes are coming from some big magical book, but not so. You guys are the creative minds behind these treats.
And that's another part of my amazing team. Did I say I had an amazing team? Everyone can come to me with an idea, a creative new flavor they want to try out. And if it makes sense and it sounds yummy, we're going to try it. Doesn't mean it's going to get to go to the beauty pageant, but, you know, we're going to try it. And if it works out and it's yummy, then it's added to the list. I mean, just recently, I don't know why we never created our own Rocky Road turtles. So marshmallows and walnuts and chocolate and a little dash of our homemade caramel. And one of our employees came to us like, "Why can I try that?" And it's so good.
Oh,
so
it
now we make it.
Yeah, so good. Okay, well, you were telling me about gingerbread fudge. This is just how custom and how much Jennifer and the sweet shop care. Tell me about, is it Gigi?
Gigi Faye Fudge. Yeah, a very special woman to our family. Happened to be our next door neighbor. And we lost her when she was, I believe, 92. But we adopted each other. She had Christmas with us, holidays. And she was that person. I'd go sit at her breakfast room table and have coffee, and we would visit. And just such a genuine, caring person. And she told me one day that she just loved, she remembered, she was a depression child, and she remembered gingerbread and her mother making gingerbread. And she said, "But now all you can get is ginger snaps, and those are kind of hard and they don't taste great." And so the next day I went into the store with my team and we created a recipe for Gigi Faye gingerbread fudge. And it's soft and it does have ginger snaps, but the snaps soften up in the hot fudge.
Mm.
And with all the spices, she absolutely loved it. And even though we don't have our Sweet Faye anymore, we still have our Gigi Faye fudge.
Oh my gosh, what a wonderful memory.
And people love it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and besides that, I'm sure
pretty
it's
yummy.
Popular. And then you also have, I'm guessing this is kind of a seasonal one too, the pumpkin praline fudge.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing as well.
When the cases of pumpkin come in the back door, my staff just freak out because it's so good. It's like pumpkin pie filling kind of flavor.
Sure.
And then we take our scratch caramel that we make in that big copper kettle and we swirl it all in. And then just for grins, we throw in a bunch of fresh roasted salted pecans. And it's just heavenly. And after Christmas, we stopped making it. So,
oh, okay. I know. So you got to rush
it's seasonal.
In and get it now. Get it while you can.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorites is often called peppermint bark.
It's. I was hoping you were going to bring that up.
Do you have a different name for it?
It's peppermint bark fudge.
Okay.
But if it's okay, since we're Christmas time and we're talking peppermint, I literally sat down over coffee one morning because I'm kind of obsessed with what I do in my career. I literally wrote out all the different peppermint flavors of things that we do during Christmas.
Mm.
We're over 30 flavors of peppermint things.
Nothing says Christmas like peppermint.
I know.
And chocolate.
Yeah.
Combined.
Yeah. And yeah. If you come in my store between now and Christmas, it does smell like peppermint because we're making all kinds of peppermint candies. But the peppermint bark fudge, it's chocolate fudge, vanilla fudge with peppermint in it. And then we do the crushed candy canes all over the top. And
the amount of crushed candy canes on
so
that,
much.
It just makes you want to dig in your hands like sand
yeah.
or gems or,
yeah.
or something and let it just go through your fingers.
Well, and
that's what
they,
it looks like.
It is. It's so much fun because they're these big vats and you can just play in it. And going back to the not having the giant corporate recipe book, I literally let my chocolatiers be the artists and decide, you know, what is the right amount or of decoration of all my different things. So if you come in and you see our beautiful fudge, it's genuine. It's made however that particular person thought it should look. And,
oh, and it's always
and
so...
And if it's not so pretty, then maybe they don't get to make it the next time. But, we, you know, it's kind of
we'll
a back and forth.
Keep that in the back.
That's right. We'll eat it in the back, yeah.
But you also, I cannot let you go without talking about your beer brittle. And that is a whole story in itself. And it's such a such a story about small town. It's such a story about making your own recipes and doing things the way if you had the time and the skill you would want to make them. So let's talk about this. And is that what we call it?
Yeah, it's beer brittle.
Beer brittle. It sounds like Hogwarts to me.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's so, again, hopefully it's coming across. I love what I do. And it's so fun to be able to be creative and to have fun with the community and support the community. Lumberyard Microbrew, their award-winning microbrew.
Absolutely.
They're right across the railroad track south of us. So here goes the candy maker with three giant growlers of beer in the morning walking downtown Flagstaff. People, I'm sure, are looking at me going, okay, well, there she goes. So the owners and Gene, who's the beer maker, I told him I wanted to buy some beer, that I wanted to make beer brittle. And he's like, oh, just no, come get some beer. I'll give you my beer. And he goes, but you have to let me know how it tastes. And of course, yeah, I take him a giant bag of beer brittle when we're done. Beer brittle is peanut brittle with three growlers of very dark beer. And the peanuts soak up the beer. Literally, they puff up. And then we add more beer on top instead of water like you would do for peanut brittle.
Sure.
And it's kind of like cooking with wine. It has just a deeper, richer, amazing. Peanut brittle's great. Beer brittle's great. They're just different. And
it's a great gift idea.
Yeah, very fun. And so I think what you're wanting me to get at is we now have this tradition back and forth that there's a drop-off. There will be three growlers of free, full beer. I shouldn't tell you guys where it is. but it is next to a planter in the back of Lumberyard. And I go put my empties. I get my full ones. And then I leave off a giant bag of whatever we've just made, whether it's English toffee, peanut brittle, and he gives it to his whole team. And it's just this barter thing.
Don't
he won't let me pay him.
You just want to live in Flagstaff.
It's
you just
so want
to live in a small town where everybody makes quality goods and they appreciate each other and they work together and they make this amazing experience.
There's no politics.
It's just
yeah, drop off the beer in the back and I got you. Yeah, it's great.
It's so great. That's a great image that you paint, you walking along the railroad tracks. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I also was interested in how you make it. So you were talking about a big copper kettle vat, right, in your store?
You want to come cook? It's
yes,
the funnest thing we do.
Can you
I'm
tell?
Yeah, it's so fun.
So
yeah, we have this giant copper kettle, and we make 40 pounds of brittle or toffee or caramel, whatever we're making. We're in that kettle every day of the week, and we are open 7 days a week, and it's out in front of the customers. So the customers, when it's time to pour off, and I'll explain that, but we tell everyone, sorry, guys, we can't wait on you right now. If you have your phone or your phone, grab, you can film us. But we're literally that interpersonal with the customer of we need all hands on deck over at the kettle. Once the peanut brittle or toffee is ready, if you go a second over, you're going to burn the whole bat. I mean, it's a very sensitive
oh, wow.
procedure. So we take it and lift it really high and we pour it over a marble table, trying not to burn our feet, but we pour it out. And then you have less than, I'd say, a minute and a half to spread it all over the table and get that nice thin crunch that you want in a brittle. So it is laborious, but it's so worth it.
Yeah. So it takes, I think, was it four people you were telling me it takes to do this?
So you have two that are pouring, one on each side of this giant marble table, and they're walking the copper kettle up and down.
Oh, my gosh.
Very macro. And then you have the two people under them with these giant spatula spades, spreading it really thin, and then they have to get it back on the fire and water in it really quickly to get it cleaned up and cleaned out.
To protect the vat.
Yeah.
And you were also telling me that you use raw nuts.
I do. I'm really picky about, like we were talking, my ingredients. I use, for peanuts, let's say, I use a raw blanched. A lot of brittles, they'll use what an already cooked nut. I put my nuts... Okay, I'm telling my secrets, but a lot of brittles are made where they throw the nuts in at the end, stir it up, put some vanilla in, and off you go. We put our nuts in the middle and let them roast in all that yummy goo.
I can only imagine what the aroma is when you walk in. I mean, does anyone come in and not buy brittle at that moment?
Oh, yeah. What's fun is we just break it off, break little chunks. We just take a little mallet and break off chunks and just start feeding people who happen to be there. But I thought you were saying, does anyone come? We're cooking all the time, so if you haven't been in my store, you can usually smell it before you see it.
Oh, yeah.
So people do come in like, it smells so good in here. And, yeah, it's pretty. That's the fun part, yeah.
So yummy. I also want to talk about how we can get a piece of your brittle, how we can share it with friends, how we can do this during the holiday season.
Oh, thank you. The timing is so interesting because you weren't aware. You have to listen to your customers, and you have to morph into who your customers want you to be. Mm. So like my very first Christmas, I brought in all this beautiful Bose packaged Christmas presents. We didn't sell any of it. They just wanted what we bought, not what we bought. And so I've had so many customers come in saying, this has been such a great experience. Where can I buy online? I'm like, no, we don't know. We have a website, but no, we don't. Our e-commerce just went live 2 weeks ago. So there's that.
That is just incredible.
I'm so excited.
I think we have some pictures of some of the packages that you put together. Yeah. And certainly on set, we have this lovely gift package. And, who would not be delighted, especially if they know the story behind what goes into this? So let's look. Here we've got Santa. This is just so charming. And there's that peppermint bark, right?
Yep, that's the fudge. And then the little peppermint round things, that would be dark chocolate peppermint ganache enrobed in a white chocolate. Basically, it's a peppermint truffle.
It looks amazing. I love the verb enrobed.
Enrobed. Like sound all fancy.
That's fantastic. So now, starting 2 weeks ago, so right at the beginning of December,
you can order online. But if you really want to customize, like let's say you wanted to just order right now, our brittle is not on our website. We're still a baby e-commerce, so there might be things you're interested in. Just call our store. It's area code 928-213-9000. We not only do we have our chocolatiers that are trained, we also have a team that are trained on nothing but gifting at the holidays.
Wow.
So they can take your gift, customize it, get your card, get your shipping, all that. So, yeah.
And everything is pulled together for you. And even in Flagstaff, you'll do some hand deliveries.
Yeah, we're probably doing over 300 local gift baskets and crates and those things for Christmas, just Flagstaff. But we're also shipping all over the country. We just shipped a giant order nationwide, and I just so blessed. It was an attorney who has clients all over, and they wanted to give something that was, I'm just going to digress. When you spend as a business money on your clients, you want your clients to be like, oh, this came from that law firm, and like this was the best gift we got all season because you're spending
memorable, special and memorable and
that's
personal.
That's what we do because we're going to give the things that you don't find anymore. And our packaging is authentic and genuine. And no matter how much you want to spend, I'm going to make your package look overflowing because that's what I would want. So I'm going to make it the way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Bursting at the seams.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So is it not too late for Christmas or even?
No, I get Christmas orders the week of Christmas. It's ridiculous. And I'm a mom and pop and you don't say no.
Well, I completely understand that. And we so appreciate what you do. We so appreciate where you're located and just how authentic and beautiful that you bring this back for all of us to feel cuddly and warm and loved during the holidays. So Jennifer Raleigh, owner of the Sweet Shop in downtown Flagstaff, it's in the historic district right across from the town square, which is Heritage Square. And if you haven't seen Jennifer this holiday season, you need to get back up there in the summer. And I just want to talk really briefly about your gelato, which could be a whole show all by itself. So tell me about the flavors that you have of the gelato.
So many flavors. I'm clearly not Italian. We found an Italian family who moved to the U.S. just to open a gelato shop. And then it went so well because it's authentic, it's genuine, not flavored oils, it's real ingredients. So we bring in flavors, like we do have a peppermint bark gelato right now, but we have, all the different flavors. There's the triple chocolate, there's banana foster, our strawberry cheesecake has little chunks of cheesecake in it.
Oh, wow.
My go-to, because everyone wants to know, okay, what's the owner really eat?
Sure.
It's the Kahlua tiramisu. Gelato.
Say that again.
Kahlua.
Kahlua tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
And okay, I needed to hear that.
If you're a tiramisu person, it actually has the lady fingers in the gelato with the coffee flavor. It's good.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so many reasons to stop in and see
you
in Flagstaff. And, you know, whether it's snowing outside or not, there's something in there that's yummy and warm and delicious. And anytime, any season, come in and see Jennifer. And give us your phone number one more time.
Thank you. It's 928-213-9000.
And you can also Google Sweet Shop.
Yeah,
with
Sweet
two
Shop
P's.
Candy Store. Mm-hmm.
And I also, one last thing, I have so much to talk about with you, but one last thing, the Sweet Shop is also dog friendly. And if you're following the Sweet Shop on Instagram, you'll see some of these dog friendly people in the store, the staff, and you'll also see happy dogs. So there's joy and love all around.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
It's so great to see you, Jennifer. Good luck getting through the season. I know you're bringing so much joy and love to so many people, and we certainly appreciate that.
I really appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Jen.
All right.
I hope you come back and see me.
Are you kidding?
Maybe in the summertime.
All right. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And now that we have snow in the Northland, I want to introduce you to Ava. Ava the Avalanche Dog and Haley Haggerty. Haley is the owner and the trainer, and they are both part of Arizona Snowball Ski Patrol. So here you see them riding the Arizona Gondola chairlift, which, of course, Ava loves. Haley can actually ski with Ava on her shoulders, like you see here, and they are also playing games while they're on the mountain, like hide-and-seek in the woods. And Haley also teaches Ava how to hunt for the smell of people, a human scent under the snow that's buried, and she will hide something for Ava to go find. And then when Ava finds it, she digs like mad until she can get to it. And then it's so stuck in there that Ava has to do this sort of tug of war game to get it out. And she won't stop until she gets it out of the snow. So when you see Ava, Haley says, you're welcome to come up and say hello. The Snowball does get concerned about avalanches when they receive a lot of snow, say 8 inches in 12 hours or a foot in 24 hours. And of course, the wind also plays a role. So the ski patrol does set off explosives at times when conditions are unstable to mitigate any avalanche hazards before the terrain is open to the public. But, you know, with having Ava as part of the team, it certainly is a wonderful place to be. A couple of other heroes I want you to meet are Henry Taylor and Sam Green. They are the owners of the historic Weatherford Hotel in downtown Flagstaff, and they have worked tirelessly for decades to restore the hotel to its elegant Victorian grandeur. It's well over 100 years old. Every year, Sam and Henry, you see them here, they decorate the 3-story hotel inside and outside for the holidays, and the crowning touch is this 6-foot-tall metal pine cone. It's covered with LED lights and glows like a giant ornament 3 stories above the downtown. And here's what it looks like on New Year's Eve. This is from the downtown. Hundreds, maybe thousands of locals and visiting revelers come out to sing and join in the countdown to the new year. It's really something and is one of Flagstaff's signature traditions. The event is free, but there's also a party going on inside the hotel with heavy hors d'oeuvres and a champagne toast, plus the best seats in the town, which are out on the decorative wraparound balconies. That golden ticket that you can pick up through the website, weatherfordhotel.com, is a fantastic way to enjoy both inside and outside the hotel. Whatever you do, I hope the holiday season means sharing some really good chocolate with a friend, being safe on the slopes and everywhere else, and ringing in a powerfully positive, healthy, and prosperous new year. I'm Bonnie Stevens.